Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
It is simply not appropriate to express whatever frustration you may have growing out of the Astros situation by putting someone physically at risk by throwing at them. It's right. Just not acceptable.
Personally, have any anger toward what they did? Or
I mean, it's over with now. You know, we can't. It doesn't make sense to go back in time because we can't change that. What am I going to do? Hold them at gunpoint? Or am I going to, you know, sit here and curse them out through a bunch of cameras?
It's got nothing to do with the money. I keep on hearing that from the Brady people. If it has nothing to do with the money, it might fill exactly what Belichick wants to do. And that's to get Tom Brady as his bridge guy.
Is he here or not?
I don't know why you're so scared. We still love you.
I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
Okay.
He's
put
on
him on the board.
I think he's here for cheap dollars. The only question I don't know.
On record.
He will stay for cheap dollars.
No, Hulk. See, now you change it.
You
can put it on the board. Yes.
Right now.
If I throw this on your belly, will you pee in your pants?
I might.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
So we have 29 days left before finally Brady is a free agent. But here's the good news. We're not going to have to wait all 29 days. It's going to happen well before that.
Yeah. Okay.
Aren't you convinced it's going to happen well before
that? I'd say every day I get more signs. It convinces me that I'm right. You know, the more people who join the resistance, that would be me,
you have a new sign?
Resistance.
Yep.
You said
you got more proof? What do you got?
Well, I have two new signs. Here's one that I just saw, and I'll go back to the original one that I heard on Dale and Keith with Tommy Curran. Mel Kiper Jr. came out with his new mock draft, and he has the Patriots selecting quarterback out of the University of Washington, Jacob Eason.
So?
With the 23rd pick.
Is that really your proof?
No, that's not proof.
Take him off the board if Kiper's saying that.
It's not proof. Exactly. It's just a sign.
Who's the other guy from Utah State, what's his name?
Jordan Love.
Put him
on the board.
That's just a sign. You take it however you want. I recognize
Mel
the sign.
Mel Kiper, for
Christ's sake.
Who's been right more than Mel Kiper Jr.?
you are God. So desperate.
I'm not desperate at all.
You are picking Mel Kiper Jr.
No, I can't.
Evidence that you're right.
No. Okay, so you don't sign off on. How about this one, Lou? Will you sign off on this one?
Well, tell
okay.
me.
All right, because today Tommy Curran was on with Dale and Keith.
Yeah.
And Tom has been breaking a lot of news. He's an insider. He's getting all sorts of. So he's. I think he's dialed in. Or he's tied in to. I would say I'd put him to Brady's camp. I would not.
Yes.
I would put him. I would lean him towards Patriots camp.
He's dialed in. Yes.
Yes. And so today, we're all trying to figure out what side you're on. And Glenn is the only person who will not pick a side. But today, I feel like we're going to force him to pick a side. And I got a surprise for you, Glenn. When you do finally pick a side,
I've already picked.
But
a side.
I heard Tommy Curran say this today on Dale and Keith when Keith forced him to make a decision.
Right now, and Tom, we got a month. You can jump back and forth by the day, depending on the news that you get. Where do you stand right now?
I think it's important to understand that I'm a chronicler of the news, not a predictor of the news. And as a guy who has that kind of integrity and self-esteem, I'm not going to be out there dabbling in predictions, but I think he's gone.
Okay.
He's on the board.
Ooh. He is now officially on the board.
I would say that does carry a lot more weight than, say, Mel Kiper.
All I said was that it was just another sign. That's not the straw that broke the camel's back by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'm glad Tommy Curran's on our side, Christian.
Yes. Because in a rap battle or any sort of battle whatsoever, the Gonski guys will knock the crap out of the Stay guys.
No, the reason that Tommy Curran is saying that, because I read his column again today, very good column, and he breaks down some interesting things that kind of give you the impression that maybe just the opposite is going on. But I think Tom is hearing from the Brady camp, and they're emotional right now. They're not getting the respect. They're not getting the love.
I want to break down the Stay camp. Is the Stay camp now Glenn, Chatham, Thornton, okay. Fitzy, and Mike Reese.
Okay, yes. Sometimes yes. It's not important yes. Who you're with in the group.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm just wondering, is that the stay? Important. Is that the stay group right now?
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to say it out loud.
Oh, and Hurricane
Fallon.
We're
talking about my opinion yeah. right now, not theirs.
Okay? Hurricane Fallon is on that group. I'm not sure with Mark James, which side he's on.
So, but I think
we could use some crazy on our side.
Because
Lou.
This really, this, you could use some crazy. This really plays in the Mark James last night. What was he saying about Brock Holt?
He's one of the biggest tool bags in Boston.
The biggest tool bag in Boston.
He's very happy he's out of the city.
Where does that come from?
Stay on point. Stay focused.
Where does it come from?
You'll hear it in last call.
Oh, thank good. You. Thank
the
you,
hell
Tucker.
Is he talking
I don't
about?
Know. I don't know.
Let me finish. So let me get back to this thing. So Tommy Curran, I think, is hearing from the Brady people, and the Brady people are not getting that love from the Patriots. They're not getting 2 years and 50. They're not getting 2 years and 60. They're not getting any of that stuff. Why? And then he breaks it down in his column as a writer now and tells you pretty much what's going on. He says, my understanding is that the Patriots aren't worried about other teams' financial pitches. Their business with Brady revolves around the direction of the 2020 offensive personnel. Brady getting some input on that and Brady's role in the team's future, they aren't going to be super vigilant about tampering. Something worth noting is there's very little rancor right now. So nobody's pissed off at nobody right now. The situation is what it is. The sides are going to work to make it work. Why they are here, what could have been done to avoid this, who's right, who's wrong, who's to blame, I'm not sensing it. He's not sensing any of that. There's been plenty in the past. Now with Brady having the freedom to say no thanks, it's been great. He says he also heard that we shouldn't be expecting the Tom Brady free agent tour 2020 coast to coast with a goat. Something he was the one to first report that we were going to see that on March 18th. Now he's taking that off the table.
Why?
Okay.
Here's a weird scenario. The teams can fly to see him.
Correct.
That's crazy. They all Correct. Got private jets.
No, I understand that. On the other hand, they may be getting used by him because he's not willing to come out and see them. But unless you're going on the premise that we're already Dunsky, okay?
Wait a minute. Yes.
Right. That the rancor is not there and that the Brady camp is a little bit sensitive and pissed off right now.
No Dunsky.
Because they're not coming back. Other than that, it sounds to me, when he gives you new elements to the story, that there's still an awful lot there.
So with all that being said, with that, so because you're officially on record, I feel like I need to hear it again. Because you do know Schefter came out and said, because one of your picks in the OMF draft of where Tom Brady will go was Tennessee.
That
you
was
had Tennessee.
Not my pick. I
you did not have Tennessee.
I had Tennessee.
You had Tennessee. Tennessee. Well,
yes.
Tennessee.
Jesus, get the facts
Tennessee,
right before you attack me.
Facts aren't
no,
important.
No, Tennessee's not off the table.
Tennessee
that
is
was
off
opinionated
Dunsky.
Schefter.
Well, hold
Dunsky.
On, Lou. Let's hear.
I've checked his Twitter.
Hold
he
on.
Has not tweeted about
no.
it. He doesn't write about it. That's opinionated
it.
Schefter.
It's not Mel Kiper. This is Adam Schefter.
Opinionated Schefter is Please. A different guy.
Yeah. For Ryan Tannehill, but he ends up taking the job away from Marcus Mariota, leading the Titans to the AFC Championship game. He's eligible for free agency. What are you hearing about that situation?
I don't think that the Titans want him to leave Tennessee, and I don't think he wants to leave Tennessee. So this becomes a question of whether the two sides can work out a long-term agreement that keeps him in Tennessee, or whether the Titans then would go and just use their franchise tag on Ryan Tannehill. But it's hard to envision a scenario in which Tannehill does not return to Tennessee, considering the success that both sides enjoyed with each other.
So I think that's opinionated Schefter also.
Oh, God.
I don't think that's insider Schefter.
It doesn't play to your opinion.
And Schefter always has
to
this
your
really,
opinion.
It's like whenever Schefter talks, they have to embellish
Good
it
opinion.
With this these drums music, and these beats music. And all this other stuff. So
I don't think that the Titans want him to leave Tennessee. And I don't think he wants.
Listen, I did not hear Ryan Tannehill is signing back with the Tennessee Titans. I did not hear that. All I heard was, I find it hard to believe in a certain
scenario. Yeah, opinionated Schefter.
It's opinionated Schefter.
Is that an impression?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's an opinionated.
Yeah.
Until I see the tweet that says Ryan Tannehill's re-signing with Tennessee Titans. I didn't hear that.
So out of all that, with all this information, Glenn, here, I'll give you one more chance. All right. Yeah. So you're going to pick what side. Hold on. And go.
Oh, stop it with the stay of the gone crap.
Give me the drums.
I think he stays, and I'll up it to 80% today.
Oh my God.
I know I already said this earlier in the show.
I know. I heard him drop.
Jesus.
Like two tin cans.
And the good news is I was able to.
Baby's all grown up.
I was able to trade.
Out of the house, finally.
Trade our little draft pick, and I got the New England Patriots, and I feel pretty good about it. Now, I kept all of my other teams. So I actually have four teams right now. I'm feeling really good about this.
You know what? Here's the thing.
I got you beat on this.
You finally became a man today. You became a man.
3 weeks ago, there's no
chance. There's hair on your chest. Listen, there's this stuff.
No, it isn't. This is stupidity.
You're going, hold on.
This practice you know is what? Stupid.
I know. I'm going to talk. Listen, you're going through some changes. It's called puberty. It's
I'm
called
very proud of you,
man.
Okay, I'm very proud of you.
I'm going to teach you to drive.
Now you have a chance of being wrong.
I'll tell you what this is.
Oh, my God. He has a chance of. He hates that feeling.
I'll tell you what this is.
He hates that.
Wrong.
So you think, but we don't know what Belichick thinks. That's the biggest problem we have in the story. We don't know. Keep asking that question.
Don't know. Keep asking the question that's impossible to answer. But ask another question. I don't know what Tom thinks.
I want somebody to answer that question. It'd be nice if somebody could finally get to that.
You keep asking somebody to answer the question what Bill Belichick thinks. Do you realize how stupid that sounds?
Yes, and nobody's
Go ask Bill. That's the only person that can answer that question. Why would you repeatedly say, what does Bill Belichick think? We don't know. 6177. I mean, what the hell is someone going to say to that?
I'm throwing it out there. It's not. I'm asking
people.
He's
the only one who isn't talking.
I'm throwing it out there.
Is it crazy? We're here for the craft. Listen, we think so. We haven't heard from Bill.
He's still going to Tennessee.
Oh, please.
I think you guys are crazy. I really think you're crazy. I look at this and I say, let's see what these teams. It's about money? Is it about money?
I'll give you this. So something important happened today.
It's about everything.
Something important happened today. Mel Kiper. Okay, stop mocking Mel Kiper. Okay? The guy's been doing this a long time. I think he knows a lot more than all of us.
He does 20 mocks, and every time it changes.
He's terrible. You want to look back at his track record? Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? I'm a huge Mel Kiper fan.
He's an awful track record. Awful.
Okay,
where did
who
he
is?
Have you picked?
Who is?
Ninth round, where did he have you
first.
Picked?
First. Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, that's why you like him. Yeah, that's why you like him. I get it now. Now it makes sense.
Something important happened, and
you can read into this.
Okay, you can read into this if you want. So Drew Brees, through his Instagram, officially declared that he is back in it. He wants to play again. He wants to play for the Saints. One more trip around the track. Let's go all in.
Huh.
All right, so he's declaring that he's going to play again. Now, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. The best thing for Brady and the worst thing for the Patriots is if Tom Brady knows what Drew Brees has been offered and what he's going to sign for. If Drew Brees is offered a multi-year deal for, let's just call it 2 years, multi-year being two, at $50 million, there's no way that the Patriots can match that. Huh. And there's another sign that now I have set that he set the mark. He set the comp for Brady. Anybody else, if they start below that, should not waste their time.
How about this? Here's a better way of looking at that, right?
What?
That sounds like a team that wants their quarterback back.
How, though?
Because they're bringing back Drew Brees.
But that's my point. So
did you hear that in New England?
His Instagram, here's the problem. That Instagram was a little misleading. He just declared that he wants to play again. He didn't say that they have mutually agreed that they're working out a deal. Taysom Hill is a restricted quarterback, so they will end up tendering him an offer. Nobody will match it. He's 30 years old. He'll stay. Teddy Bridgewater will probably end up leaving, but at the same time, all he did was say he wants to play again. So now the ball is in your court, New Orleans. The ball is in yours. So I said I want to play. I only want to play with you. If I don't play, I'm retiring. So don't you think it's a little misleading when you...
All right, that's a good question because I think everyone's taken that as he's returning to New Orleans.
Yeah. He is. No, he is. He's already said it.
Okay,
he wants, but no.
He's going back to the Saints.
He says he's going... In that, go look at his Instagram post. Does he say he wants to be a Saint and there is an agreement in place?
I can tell you, I'm reading stories right now. He is going back to the Saints.
All right, so brings me to my point. Why aren't the Saints telling him to go out there and look at the market? Because we don't want to overpay. Because they want him back. Patriots, what do we do? Crickets.
And wouldn't you say that they're in a worse situation with Drew Brees than the Patriots are with Tom Brady as far as cap casualties and cap issues?
Yes.
Yet they're all in.
Because
Sean Payton actually came up during the Super Bowl week and said that they wanted. Then he backed it off because he knew he had spoke too soon. He wanted to make sure he had some sort of leverage. So here's the post from Drew Brees. My feelings about the 2020 season. Big exclamation point. Let me do it right. My feelings about the 2020 season. I look forward to the grind and the journey. For the reward at the end will be worth it. Three exclamation points because one's not enough. Love you, Houdat Nation.
Oh, that's the
Let's
Patriots.
Houdat
Nation,
run
New England.
At it. So, and you don't. Listen, he just says he wants to play again. My feelings for
Houdat
the 2020
Nation,
season.
Let's make another run at it.
Okay.
They're already talking in New Orleans. I'm looking at stuff right now of how they're going to structure the contract.
He says he wants to play.
And they're talking about a two-year deal with a possible $30 million guaranteed.
Okay.
Two-year, $30 million total.
So start there.
Guaranteed.
So, Brady.
Total.
Do not come knocking at my door unless you, the floor is what you offer, is what was offered to Drew Brees.
2 years, 30?
But
15 a year?
Well, that's not enough either. Yeah, Drew Brees ain't playing for 15 a year.
Now, what they would do is it would be one of those deals like they did before where they kind of, they
kind
basically
of
hide the money. They hide the money.
Where are they going to put it?
In the year after he's gone.
You know,
the next 2 years,
New
Orleans,
it's
like a 3 or 4 year deal, but only $30 million of it is guaranteed.
So
they
New
expect
Orleans,
him to play for 2 years for $30 million. Okay, so the deal might look like it's 3 years and 56.
Wait, so he's not playing for $15 million a year. Like, why would a top 10 quarterback play for $15 million a year when he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo, when he's as good as Russell Wilson, when he's better than Kirk Cousins, when he's better than Dak Prescott,
because
when he's better than all these other players, and they're all – I tell you what, it's guaranteed money.
Because he's
you figure it out, Mickey Loomis, GM of the New Orleans Saints.
Because you already start on the books, at best case scenario, with $15.9 million of his money before you even pay him. $15.9 is accounted for, and you're moving, by the way, $6 million into the future by doing that. So you're kind of pushing money ahead. $15.9. So that's where you start. So if you give him another $15 million on top of that, you're at $30 million. With him, that's what it costs you. You have $9 million. You have $9 million under the cap right now. New Orleans. You talk about how good the personnel is. Here's the problem, and I'm already starting to read this stuff coming out of New Orleans. They're going to lose a lot of those good players that we're talking about.
I think
if they bring him back,
I think that's cryptic too, because I think what the Saints are going to go through is similar. Not the same, similar to what the Patriots are going to have to go to. Because I feel like that Instagram post was just posturing. I feel like it was posturing because I know the Saints know that Drew Brees is not going to play for $15 million a year. It's not his fault that they're in cap hell. He's not going to bear the burden
for them. So, in other words, he could play 1 year and get $30 million, but it's going to cost them money in the future.
That's
so
my point.
They're moving dead cap money.
So,
let me ask you this. Do the Patriots do the same thing with Brady? Do you give Brady a fortune and move cap money in the future?
But see, then so when he leaves, you're now going to face a $20 million cap hit.
Yep.
See, this goes into the whole, you know, ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yep. Agreed.
And eating $13.5 million now to have Brady for the next 2 years, and having the year three when we're really trying to rebuild this thing because they're trying to squeeze everything they can out of this group. I just don't see that and saying, okay, in 2022 we're going to have a $25 million cap hit on Brady who's not here anymore.
I don't buy it either. I don't buy it, and because I would
say that's what you're asking the Saints to do here. Guys.
What
you're asking the Saints to do that? They
eventually, you have to
put all of this
money. Catches
and,
up
and,
to you.
And the Patriots actually have more leeway now this year by far than the New Orleans Saints do.
Yeah, but see, the Saints right now they're looking at still Thomas and Kamara and all these guys, and you know they're just maybe the roster's in a different spot. You know, the Patriots sit and say, okay, we got to bring Tom back. We got to make one more run. So, does that mean we got to bring back McCourty? We got to go get a tight end? Like, we need to invest a lot of money here on this team right now to win right now. And it might just be like, Jesus, we're screwed. We have nothing in a couple of years. I just think both teams could be in a different spot. One team, it might make sense. The other one, it doesn't. If this was the Patriots 2 years ago, you could say, hey, we're building something here. In another year or two, we're going to be right where we want. We need Brady here. I think the Patriots could say, you know, if we bring Brady back and then commit to all these other older guys, or whatever, we already have the oldest team in football, and that doesn't even count Brady, for God's sakes. We can't guarantee we're going to win it. You know, I just don't see it's worth the risk.
Yeah, I'd say to me that, and I think Drew Brees is kind of like that lead pony, right? He goes out front. He's first. And they're actually more vocal over there in New Orleans, and I think more transparent. At least they're trying to be. But I think it may come back and bite him, because I'm telling you, they're having the same discussions in New Orleans as we're having here. All right, so listen, we got a post from Drew. Listen, guys, he's all in. You don't see that from Brady. He didn't say, hey, I'm all in. I want to play for the Patriots. Doesn't say that. He does the whole, you know, I don't know.
See, New Orleans has a bigger problem, though, guys, because even though they'll let Teddy Bridgewater go, they're going to get hit with $4 million dead cap hit.
On him?
Yep. And then on top of that, you now have to sign Hill, and you're going to sign him to that top, what do they call it?
Tender. They're going to tender him.
Top tender.
Give him a tendered offer.
And which is a first-round draft pick, or two first-round draft picks, right?
Well, it depends on what they set it at, obviously. And right? They don't want anyone to match it.
And that's going to cost them some serious money. That quarterback position is going to cost them a fortune. A fortune.
I think they're in a real...
Unless they get Breeze to do it really cheap. It's going to cost them a fortune.
Listen,
far more, by the way, than anything we're talking about with Brady.
He's not playing for 10. They're in real trouble. The Saints. I mean, they have a real screwed up situation.
Yeah,
so
I don't know their whole situation. Good luck digging yourselves out of that. 21.5 they got to deal with. Right. I don't know the situation.
But if they end up figuring it out, and this is more bad news. And I could even say, if I'm Bill. Hey, Sean, could you hold off on announcing that deal for Drew? It's pretty high. I don't want anybody to know how much you're paying him, because then they're really going to be after me, because people are going to say, wow, the Saints were willing to pay Drew Brees X amount of dollars, even though they're in a worse financial situation than you. So they kept their franchise Hall of Fame quarterback, and you let yours walk. Wow. That's going to hurt. That's going
all right,
to hurt.
Let me get back to the phone calls. Here's Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you guys doing
good,
today?
Good, Charlie.
Thanks
how are you?
My call.
You got it.
Oh, not too bad. Hey, listen, I'm going to float this balloon, so don't close me off immediately. But a month ago, I tried to say that, you know, Brady is going to stay, and I couldn't even get on your show. So this time around, I'm going to tell you, I'm not as smart as Christian Fourier. I've never been close to playing any professional football. I played in high school. That was it. But I really believe you guys are overthinking this, all due respect. I really believe that Brady's coming back, and this is why. He doesn't need the money. A little bit of money is not going to mean lack of respect on the Patriots' part. He's all about winning. He stays 2 years. He gets the next quarterback ready, whether it's the backup now or somebody new. And they rate a couple more runs and a couple more Super Bowls. And I think they can beat Mahomes. And I think, you know, they can get back to the Super Bowl. And I think Brady knows it. And a couple of tight ends. And I think we're off to the races.
So why is Christian saying 100% he's out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm taking the exact opposite
I get that.
Take he is. And Christian, all due respect, but...
You're a dope.
I don't think you know any more than I do at this point.
Hey, you know, Charlie.
I love listening
Charlie,
to you guys.
Listen.
So hear me out.
No. You're right.
Oh, we did.
Charlie, you're right. So we're going to put you. We're going to put you on Glenn's side, and right. I'm sure you're probably a little fella, and
Why are you doing that?
What? He's on Team Stasky.
You don't know this small guy.
You're calling me a little fella.
He liked the fact you call him a little.
Oh, your side's growing, Glenn.
The fact is that he's right.
You should go out to the Kowloon Friday night.
You know, at least Charlie picked a side. He said, you know what, based on his feelings, his whatever, his delusional beliefs, he feels like he's going to stay. Good. I'm happy people are 100% on one side or the other. That's all. Stop lollygagging. Stop, like, being worried.
Glenn took a big step. He's at 80%. He's staying. This is huge.
I came a man today.
I think a lot of people are doing it. A lot of people are doing it because it's what they want, right? So people are saying it because it is what they want. And in this case, I would agree, it's not necessarily what the fans want. That's not gonna play into it. I think what you and Lou are doing is it's better for the show, because you're selfish, and I get that, and I have done the same thing in the past. And that is, you're looking at the show and saying it's much better for the show if we have a Patriots team we can talk about, and then we can spend some time every day talking about the Vegas Raiders. We can talk about Tom Brady and the 4 o'clock game. I agree. for selfish purposes, it's great for sports talk radio in this city.
I'm talking about football.
Exactly. Jake is in Boston. Hello, Jake.
Glenn, how are you?
Good, Jake. How are you?
Listen, three things, two socks, one Pat. First on the influencers. And this is my background. I've done it for a team. The Red Sox are doing what every other team is doing to expand the demographic. And men 18 to 39, they're one on the field. They're either there regardless or they're bandwagon jumpers when the team is good. Women 18 to 49 can be one off the field. Gear, turning it into an outing, making it a social occasion, that's what they're targeting. And if the Red Sox want to do one thing to get people out to the ballpark this season, they need to look at what the Mets have done with their food game. They have every Instagrammable spot in Manhattan in their ballpark, the ones you wait 2 and 3 hours for, like Wolfels and Dough, which is it's basically raw cookie dough. And they're the ones that create the buzz at the ballpark. And that's what they need to do. And that's with the Mets, it raised their attendance, 200 or 300,000 people over the course of the season. And that's the margin they're looking for right now. And that's the one suggestion I'd have for them.
So people do this then. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it's the easiest way to do it without throwing $100 million at a free agent. Right. And let me make one more point here, and I'll ditch the Patriot point. On the PR mess, the one story I haven't heard right now, and they're talking about CBC and free agency next year. Let's look at what happens in November with an election here coming up, because let's say a Bernie Sanders wins and the corporate tax rate goes up 20%. And this is a guy who festers off blaming billionaires for everything and wants to tax them. What happens to baseball's free agency in a Bernie Sanders presidency? Or what happens to sports across the board? It's the biggest question mark out there, because nothing happens if it's Bloomberg or Trump. But if you have a guy who's basically railroaded off of mocking billionaires, saying he's coming at the corporate tax rate in this country, do you think anyone's going to spend on free agents?
Well, but that's also, remember, and I think you're bringing up great points, and it is a terrific point. When you put a socialist in there, who knows where the economy goes? On the other hand, the House could be controlled by the Democrats, could be
easy,
especially if Bernie wins.
The Senate probably still going to be controlled by the Republicans.
So he may not be able to control that. But no, Jake's bringing up excellent points. What's your Patriot point?
My Patriot point is, Bill's made a very big deal in years where they've made the Super Bowl about having that, not having the extra month. And Bill's been on vacation this past week. He went to Miami and goofed around at the Super Bowl. If you look at his draft when he was in his first marriage and his first marriage was falling apart versus now when Linda's living with him, his drafts have sucked the last 5 years since Linda Holiday moved in. When Bill's marriage was falling apart, he found Logan Mankins like way off the board and found an all-pro. So over the last 5 years, when Linda's moved in and taking on a more prominent role, Bill's been far less focused. Yeah.
When did he pick Edelman? When did he take Edelman?
Yeah,
I tell you what, women.
Jake's got some Linda's spirit.
Linda's been there a lot longer than the last 5 years. So I would say
I like Jake. Here's the thing.
I'll say this.
You talk about Fenway Park, and I know what he's talking about, those Instagrammable spots around certain cities.
Well, you make it an event every night.
Yeah.
If you can't win, and you can't get
an excuse to come to your ballpark.
Party.
It's old, it's decrepit, the seats are too small.
Yeah. Caroline, the 8th.
Yeah, woo!
Woo-hoo! Let everybody dance around a piece of metal. That's what you do, right? And that's clearly what they're going to do. I get it. All right, 617-779-7937. Our old friend Ben Affleck did the ESPN car wash today. How the hell did that go? We got it coming up and more of your phone calls next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF, OMF.
Uh-huh.
It's 617-779-7937. So, Ben Affleck, pretty good guy. Used to do some stuff with us from time to time years ago. Then it's kind of big time.
You think?
He had a big issue with Lou. It was a real problem with Lou for some reason.
Why he hated Lou so much? Yeah, what did Lou ever do?
What a big fan of Lou. So, he's got a movie coming out here at, where he's a basketball coach, right?
Yeah, it's called The Way Back.
Yeah.
It's called The White Shadow.
No, it's not called The White Shadow.
Someone should remake The White Shadow.
Remaking The White Shadow?
They should.
I'd see that.
I don't think in today's world you can do that.
So I'm not sure this is a good look when you go on to ESPN and you're doing the car wash, and it's ESPN now, and you're dropping some bad language. Probably doesn't serve you well, right? So he starts talking about Deflategate.
I mean, there's a big difference between knowing whether you get an off-speed pitch or a curveball and putting on 50 pounds of muscle, taking steroids. That doesn't mean to diminish the importance of following the rules, and people who didn't follow the rules should, like anybody else, have to suffer the consequences. I'm disappointed. I mean, I can tell you Deflategate was bullshit. You know, that was a totally made-up fraudulent claim, but excuse me for saying
that. No, that's okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
You can say it once.
Okay. No, we long like as that. We don't say it, it's okay.
You can say whatever you want.
They can't fire you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So we learned his lesson because they followed it up by talking about Tom Brady, and he said this.
I hope he plays for them. I hope he sticks around. However, I also think he's taken less money over a long time to show loyalty to an organization and a city he's not from, and he deserves that money. And if he gets offered a huge amount of money, my hope is that even if they have to go into the red, the Patriots match it and keep it. Do they win the Super Bowl more than anybody else? Yes. Will their chances for winning the Super Bowl drop precipitously if he does not play for them? Absolutely. I hope he plays for them. I hope he sticks around. However, I also think he's taken less money.
Okay.
All right.
So here's the thing. So the one thing that stood out to me is that, so they're buddies. They talk. I'm sure they talk, right? Because there's another clip in there. I don't even know if you have it, where they said, listen, Damon and him contacted Brady, and he gave her the whole, you know, I don't know, shoulder emoji. But money is an issue. So Ben Affleck, listen, when Ben Affleck talks about Tom Brady, listen, I pay attention.
I don't.
You know they're buddies. They pay attention. They run in the same circles.
I don't.
So you think that's just his opinion, or I think that's something that Tom has said? I think taking less money.
I think it's a little bit of both, Lou. I'm sure they've had discussions. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm assuming when I hang out with my buddies, guys that I can trust, who are in my pay grade, all right, I share information for them, and I'm sure they're like, dude, they don't pay you anything.
I hate to say it, I trust you far more than I do Affleck.
Why do you keep that other guy who kept talking, and he's going to fall off?
It's mostly just Max.
They're always.
Bleeping him again.
He's completely sober while he's doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just dropping bombs everywhere.
Please. And they didn't even bring up your name. So, Jesus.
See?
Just
wait, what is the problem? Let me just, I want to go in the Wayback Machine in honor of Ben Affleck's new movie, The Wayback.
The Deflategate was bullshit.
Why? First of all, why can't we get Ben Affleck on the show? If Glenn, you should know him. You said he's been on the show before.
Yes.
I heard he feels like he's above the lowly scum of Radio Row.
So when he was with J-Lo.
Do you have, by any chance, the altercation with Lou? We don't have it. What happened, Lou?
We were in Toronto, and he was up there, and he went into the Nesson booth at the time, whatever they were, with McDonough.
Right.
And I don't know if he had a couple drinks in him or what, but he went up there and just proceeded to just shred everybody.
You included?
Guapo, Garces, Trot Nixon, and then me. Yeah, and then, just shredded me while I'm up at the plate, just ripping me. I think at one point said I'm up because I'm Nomar's friend.
Yes.
And then I got a hit, and he said, miracles never cease to amaze me. I mean, it's just...
It's very funny.
And he just kept going. He kept going. I like I said, I've never known him. I never met him before at that point. So it was just, he went crazy.
So that's what the local, the old school, he's my age, I guess. Like, we watched the Boston Red Sox. We went to the games. Like, so he's got to stay, in his Boston, his role. He's got to stay in that role. Yeah, I'm a tough guy, and I yell at people, and I curse on TV.
But in the old days, back where we're talking about with Lou right now, he was around a lot, and he was legitimate. Right. He was a legitimate Boston sports fan. He hasn't done much of that lately. And, of course, he's gone through some tough times.
Chris, remember what we said, we love the local kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
When it came to that.
I have.
You knew you were from Framingham?
I don't know.
I have another sign.
Uh-oh.
I have another sign.
Let me guess. Mel Kiper's got a new
one. No.
Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy he battles with?
Adam Schefter, former Patriots tight end, former Panthers tight end, Greg Olsen is signing a one-year, $7 million deal that includes $5.5 million guaranteed with the
Bills.
Seahawks. For the Seahawks. Another guy. Listen.
So what is it?
Olsen called
you
up.
You don't want him for $7.5
sure
million.
Sure you do. Are you kidding me? One year?
If you get Olsen for one year at $7.5 million, you are out of Austin Hooper. You are out of Hunter
Hooper ain't
Henry.
Coming.
Exactly. What are you crazy?
See, here's the problem you guys
He's
have.
He's hurt all the time.
You guys think that Henry is going to be available. He won't. You think Hooper is going to be available. He isn't.
Why not?
Because either team is probably going to franchise him. Henry definitely. Hooper's got more of a chance of being free, but for the most part, he can re-sign. And stay in Atlanta. So you need a tight end. So what did Olsen do? So Olsen calls up Brady. They talk, say, listen, man, I want to be there. And Brady says, listen, dude, I'm not going there. Don't waste your time. I'm not going to be there. So you'll be stuck with Jacob Eason and Jared Stidham.
Give me the number again. He got what? 1 year and how much?
5.5 guaranteed is what the number you were
looking for. There is no way that Bill Belichick was talking to Greg Olsen, offering him that guaranteed money.
So Christian,
he's going to play four games
just
for them.
Sign.
Tom Brady is looking for them to prove their weapons.
Yep.
And they would say, Tom, we got you Greg Olsen.
Wait a second. You don't think Greg Olsen for 1 year? You don't think he's a respected, proven tight end?
No.
I don't like him because he's too old, but that has nothing to do with
now.
Him.
They're all
problems.
Old. Oh, they're all
he's
old.
Not an everyday guy anyways.
Oh, you're going to go out there and pay $7 million.
What are your options?
Hey, Tom, here's the good news. We outbid ESPN for him. Come on,
that'll
please.
Probably be CBS. But no, you wanted a sign? There was a sign. You got to go
first.
You're
making up signs right
I'm
now.
I'm not making up signs. The signs are
you're
everywhere.
Up sign. I think
you got to find them.
Affleck's sign of having some type of communication with Brady is a better sign
Chris
than what you
just
came
excited because he's old.
Hey, he's not a Patriot.
Woo! Yeah, that's about it. That's about it.
Goes to Seattle.
Well, maybe Jacob Hollister will be available in Seattle.
There you go. Bring him back.
Chief. Bring him back.
That's more like Bill's guy. Cheap.
Yeah.
Here's Tony in Bridgewater. Tony.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I tell you, that Charlie Ordway guy that was on 3 calls ago and Affleck, two dopes.
Yeah.
You know, Glenn, honest to God.
Ben's not
a bad
guy.
I wish for once in your life you'd be right, but you're wrong again.
What are you talking about? I've been right a lot
nobody,
lately.
With Brady. Brady's gone. Do you understand Brady's gone?
Tell him.
Put it in your head. There's three people that don't. If this deal's not going to get... Belichick don't want him. We all know that from 3 years ago. He's ready to move on. He was ready to move on 3 years
that
ago.
That didn't happen. It didn't happen. You're making that up. It did not happen.
Glenn, did they sign up to 2 years last year?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
They did, and it was a void. It was a voided year. They did.
Yeah,
he's on the books for $35 million for this year, and they voided.
He's waited 19 years to be a free agent, and 1 month before he's going to be a free agent, he's going to say, "Okay, I'll take less with you, Bill." It's not happening.
Okay,
nobody wants to tell Tony.
I tried to tell Tony last time he called. Mookie Betts was out of here, traded. Gonzo.
Hey, see you later. Here's another sign.
Tony didn't believe me.
How about Greg Olson?
No, how about Greg Olson? No,
okay, thank you, Tony. Goodbye.
But Tony keeps on saying I'm wrong all the time. The last time he called, I'm sitting here explaining to him that Mookie Betts is going to be traded. Why? Bring him back next. He's gone.
Brady's gone.
Gone.
And how about Greg Olson? What courage, what dedication, what willpower going to a new team after playing for the Panthers for
Risky.
So long. So,
he's an old player.
I'm telling
Risky.
You what, he's willing to do it. He's going to go out there and he's going to start all over again with a new system, a new quarterback, a new coach, a new town on the other side of the world.
I will stand with
you. You're going from Carolina all the way to the great Northwest.
Risky, especially at his age.
I tell you what.
The ball's on that guy.
Courage.
They have private aircraft now. The guys can take those long trips.
He is tough.
He's going to have to learn a new offense.
What's he going to do? What's he going to tell his kids?
You're not hearing anything. You mean you run
a different offense?
Hold on.
You're not hearing anything.
Where does Greg Olson own the house?
Greenwich, Connecticut. Next door to Brady.
Is he recently bought in the Seattle area?
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Where did he buy a house? That's all that matters.
Buy one of those little houseboats right there in Seattle. Yeah. Now, the point I'm trying to make about Brady that you keep on missing is that in the end, he's still going to want to come back here.
I don't know.
You don't think he wants to come back here? You think he wants to leave?
I'm so scared.
I didn't say he was scared.
I didn't say he was scared. What do you mean? So it's not going to be zero on?
I want
it's
nothing to be.
It's going to be red right? Oh, my God. What does right mean?
I don't think I can do it, Giselle. Make an altar for me.
Put some stones up there. Give me power.
All I can say is you better be right about this one because I will never let you forget this. Ever, ever, ever. Rocco is in Saugus. Hello, Rocco.
Hey, Louie. What's up, brother?
Hey, Rocco.
How you doing? I feel bad for you, my man. You know what I mean? One bite's on to another. You're in a sinking ship with these two, bro. It's time to get out, bro. Go get your own show, man. Or you should have stayed with Mike. You should have gone with Mike, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened with that deal there that you guys were supposed to be a tag team, you know, duo, man. You know what, Luke could do a show with Tomasi.
I mean? They both could wear the same thing every day.
Hey, we do. Seven o'clock. It's called Talking Baseball.
Nah, but listen, I called about Brady, right? Listen, Glenn, I hear you all day, and, you know, I don't like to pick on little people. That's not what I do. You know what I mean? You know, I don't like to do that. You know what I mean? I'm a better person, but you're just a big-time homer. Like I said, time out. It's not a homer.
It is not a homer. Hold on, Rocco. It's not a homer. It is not a homer take. I am not doing it as a homer take. It's got nothing to do with a homer take. Matter of fact, I think, you ready for this? They might be better off moving on beyond him now. It might be time for them to do it.
I don't think it's going to happen because I don't think Brady wants to go.
I don't think Brady wants to go.
You don't think Brady wants to go?
I do not.
Are you serious? How many more signs do you need that he wants to leave?
What signs have you seen so far?
Give me a sign.
When an athlete sells their property, it's got nothing to do with it.
Zero. Less than zero.
Property has nothing to do with it.
Glenn, what other signs you got?
Go ahead. Give me another sign.
Another sign. I mean, didn't he want it to be a free agent, right? Didn't want to put the franchise tag on it, right?
Yep, that's a sign right there.
You know what I mean? He wants to get out.
No, you know what that is?
I want it because I love Brady. I want him to be free. Go, Brady. Be free. Get the hell out of Boston.
Spread your wings.
Everything in Boston is so tight, man. Go, Brady. Please. Like, Louie, I feel bad for you, bro.
Let me go to church.
I got to spread my wings is what I got to do.
Feels bad for you. By the way, do you and the Tomasi do that before you do the TV show talking
baseball? No, listen, it was a
hey, what are you wearing tonight? Hey, what are you wearing tonight?
It was a light blue. Oh, you know, right. We both had light blue working. Right. What do you want me to tell you? Tonight I got a little navy.
Oh,
blue.
Good.
What's
Tomasi wearing tonight?
I don't know. Oh, maybe okay. He won't wear anything.
Because we saw this
and
last
ratings
night.
Will plummet.
We saw this last night. We're looking at the TV said Christian said it. Look at them. God, they're like
it's
twins.
Like Lou and the Creature from the Black Lagoon. Like Tomasi climbing out of the swamps of Florida.
What's his name from the Grammys the other day?
He does look like that guy, doesn't he? Jerry's in the car next up here on EEI. What do you got, Jerry?
Yeah, okay. The Breeze situation is totally different because Breeze has said it's either the Saints or nobody. And if the Saints tell him, why don't you test the market, he doesn't want to. He'll retire.
Right.
So they can lowball him. If Brady came out and said the same thing, it would be a different story, but he hasn't.
Right.
Okay.
No, so it's a totally different scenario.
Yeah.
So they can pay him a lot less than they could, and the Patriots can get away with Brady because
why?
Brady is willing to leave.
Why? We don't know that.
He wouldn't be testing the market if he wasn't willing to leave.
When's he tested the market? He hasn't talked to anybody. That's what, according to Tommy Curran, he hasn't talked to anybody.
I mean, he's given himself the option of becoming a free agent. And unless the Patriots lock him up before then...
Well, Breeze did as well.
Yeah, but Breeze has said in his tweet or whatever it was that I will either play for the Saints next year or I'll retire.
Correct. And Tom Brady said, I will not retire, and I would like to come back to... Originally, he said he loves New England, but he can't dictate it. Bill Belichick is dictating it. Everybody keeps on calling up and thinking that Brady can do whatever he wants here right now.
Well, he can.
Bill Belichick is going to dictate whether he plays in New England next year. Is he not?
Well, I think to a point, yeah.
And if Belichick says no, then he will play somewhere else. If the Saints say no to Breeze will just retire. He's not going to go anywhere else.
Correct. He's coming back. He is coming back. So he's going to take a lot less money. I mean, that's what you tell him.
Belichick can make it impossible for him to return, right? And we moved on. Sorry. We're not going to offer you a contract. We're going to offer you $8 million. You want to take it? No. Okay, good. Move on. But, I mean, is there a chance that he makes a valid offer at Tom Brady and Tom says, yeah, I'm ready to go? And then who has control? Brady walks.
There's always a chance of that. I mean, that's what we're hoping for, but... Who knows if that'll happen?
But here's the ultimate question. We don't know what Bill thinks.
Well, you should find out.
You know what? We'll never really know until we find out what Bill thinks. And even when he makes the decision, you still won't know what he thinks.
But that's
Glenn's holy grail right there, Lou. That's his holy grail. I'll find it someday.
LeBron James can't help himself here, guys. Are you ready for this?
LeBron's weighing in baseball.
So he's weighing in on baseball. Listen, I know I don't play baseball.
No.
But I'm in sports.
Baseball reference, I knew that.
And I know if someone cheated me out of winning the title, and I found out about it, I would be effing irate. I mean, like, uncontrollable about what I would / could do.
He's such a brave man.
Listen here, baseball commissioner. Ooh. Listen to your players speaking today about how disgusted, mad, hurt, broken, et cetera, about this. Literally, the ball is in your court, or should I say field, and you need to fix this for the sake of sports.
Well, that should get it done. I'm sure the commissioner right now is saying, LeBron spoke. All right, let's reconvene. I want a meeting tomorrow. Let's fix this because LeBron James said we have to.
But you know what it is? He's piling on, and it's a bunch of crap. You're right. On the other hand, it really hurts.
LeBron weighed in?
LeBron did it. No, it hurts. It does, guys. It allows baseball players to pound their chest even more and say our commissioner is a complete dope and a complete idiot. That's what it does, right?
Yeah.
I would say that the worst is yet to come if you're Rob Manfred.
Oh, there's no question.
The worst is yet. Every time he kind of comes up for air, he probably thinks the damage has been done. Here comes another volley. It's just not going to stop. Because if guys do start hitting some of the Astros players... So what do you think the Astros players are going to do? Do they fight back or do they go, well, I deserved it?
So do me a favor and tell me how the Red Sox end up getting out scot-free next week. How does that happen with the turmoil that's going on right now with the commissioner? How could the commissioner bury all of this and say nothing ever happened? How does he do this, guys?
Well, I would say this. I think most teams can sit there and they see the report and they say, you know what? I know we weren't banging trash cans. You got to be kidding me. I'm disgusted, right? I don't know what they're going to come up with the Red Sox. I don't know what the definition of light punishment is. I don't know what they find. But is there a chance what they do find is more of kind of the thing that was more going on around the game? And players are sitting there saying, well, I know I'm not going to scream from the rooftops about these guys because, Jesus, I wasn't even sure that was illegal myself. You know, like I said, I don't know. I have no clue. If they get busted for cheating, then it'll be the same reaction and it should be.
See, I think the commissioner was ready to let them off scot-free, and I think that might have been the early indication that the ownership group had, and that's why they said we're reserving judgment. And I think it's all changed now, and it's all changed because of the reaction and the fact that Manfred is under heavy, heavy fire right now. All right, we got last calls coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate that car, help a child today. Schedule free pickup, 877-CARS-4-KIDS or carsforkids.org. Daytona 500, they had to continue it yesterday because they had rain delays on Sunday. And they're in the final lap, and they have a major crash. So the announcers are trying to call the win on the final lap. On the other hand, Ryan Newman's car was flipping over at the same time.
Here comes Hamlin up the outside. Wow. Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth and comes to rest. Scoring. Unofficial between Hamlin and Blaney as far as who crossed the finish line first.
See, here's the thing. If you happen to be listening to this on the radio, you're like, oh, it wasn't not a big deal. It was an easy crash. Nobody really got seriously hurt, right? While that guy is talking, the car is on fire.
Yeah.
There's gasoline leaking. You can see it. They pan in on it. They don't even see who wins the race.
That's a good point to bring up, Christian, because Denny Hamlin just crossed the finish line first, and the camera shot is fixed right on Ryan Newman's
so
car.
I'm sitting, and then here comes the truck. It's like an ambulance truck. Everybody jumps out of it, and there's fire coming out of the back end of this guy's car. I'm like, wait a second. What the hell are you doing running in there? The thing's about to blow up. Well, he must have been knocked out. They have to obviously drag him out.
They had to.
But the situation was much worse than they were leading you to believe. If you saw it, you were like, wow, they sure are downplaying this, even though my eyes are telling me this is a really bad situation.
Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
I saw it last night, and it was just tough to watch. The good news, Ryan Newman remains under care of doctors. He is awake, speaking with family and doctors, and this is not life-threatening. So that's the...
I was amazed by that roll bar and how much protection they have. Because
tremendous.
It's like the guys who are calling the race are probably like, oh, we see this all the time. This guy's going to be fine.
So the weird thing, and apparently they were talking about it last night, not that I was spending a lot of time with NASCAR last night, but they were apparently saying that it was... They were really unfair in the way. It was Joe Gibbs's group that won.
My old coach.
And they went out and had the celebration and the crowning of the champ.
No, but they waited. They waited.
Oh, I don't think they waited long.
Well, then there's misinformation then, because the story I saw was that they were getting criticized for celebrating too early. And then Joe Gibbs came out and said, no, we waited and made sure he was out of the car before we celebrated.
He was out of the car. Okay. He apologized later on. That was fine.
He's a God-fearing man.
Hell!
By the way, talking about that and tragic stuff and whatever, Mark James had his...
talking about tragic stuff.
Had his Pete Shepard good moment.
He did.
Yeah.
And Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin won his third Daytona 500. Ryan Newman was hospitalized. He had a horrible crash. He's in the hospital, and what are you going to do? I don't know. So we'll come back. We'll whack.
We're going to whack?
What are you going to do?
What are you doing?
Mark,
you're doing
what?
During a break.
Whack. Oh, my God.
And Ryan Newman, Denny Hamlin won his third Daytona 500. Ryan Newman was hospitalized. He had a horrible crash. He's in the hospital, and what are you going to do? I don't know. So we'll come back.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
That was his Pete Shepard moment. I have no idea what the hell Mark was doing last night. Maybe Mutt can figure it out. What is his obsession with Brock Holt? I mean, I could...
He loves Brock Holt? A lot of people love Brock Holt.
No, he hates Brock Holt.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Who hates Brock Holt?
I'm amazed by this. Just listen to this.
Brock Holt just agreed to a deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. So there's that. Brock Holt is gone. Can I tell you the truth on Brock Holt?
Uh-oh.
I mean, I know he was a good guy. I know he did a lot for the community.
Yeah.
He was a tool bag. I mean, I am so thankful. And when you think of tool bags in sports, Brock Holt's pretty high up on the list. Do you remember when every time J.D. Martinez would hit a home run, he'd wait for him at the end of the bench like a little sycophant, groupie, and he'd start hugging them. They'd jump up and down like two freaking tool bags. Two geeks at a fraternity party who can't get any girls.
I will not miss Brock Holt.
Two geeks.
Did he call him a sicko fan? Like he's a fan? Is that what he called him? A sicko fan?
Like a little sicko fan?
Sicko fan.
He's got nine masters.
He at the end of that. Unbelievable. I mean, marginal player. I will give you that if you want to criticize him and say he wasn't that good a player.
Overrated.
But God, what a terrific.
Can I tell you
overrated
on Brock Holt?
He's not a tool bag, though. He's overrated. People like these.
And the stuff he did for the Jimmy Fund, we know that. He was unbelievable.
Well, we heard from people that would know what these different athletes do that are around the athletes at Jimmy Fund, and they put Brock Holt at the top of that list, Glenn. We talked to them.
How many parents
told
us?
They put him at the top of that list. Families, doctors, people around the Jimmy Fund put him right up there with Tim Wakefield and some of the all-time greats.
But
apparently a tool bag. I don't know.
Well,
that was on my show last night, right?
Sports, Brock Holt's pretty high up on the list.
What do you got tonight?
We got Tom Brady. We have, well, this is, no one's done this yet today.
Uh-oh.
So Lucy Burge is our social media expert.
Oh,
she's going to explain the last 24 hours of Tom Brady on social media. She is she's reading a lot into what happened on Instagram specifically when it comes to Tom Brady and is he gone? Is he staying? And I'm going to add my name to my list since no one puts me over there on that stupid list.
So
you guys do.
I would like to ask Lucy a question since she's your Instagram guru.
There. Yeah,
you're fine.
She's his influencer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Wait, did the Red Sox contact you, Lucy, at any point in time and ask you to influence fans?
Yes, they did. But
did they really?
They told me.
Are you Keith's source?
Yeah. No. So they told me.
Don't out yourself as a source, Lucy. Don't do it. First, don't fall into Bray's trap of journalism.
Yeah, they told me I wouldn't be paid. That I would need. That I would just get tickets.
I knew it.
Screw them. You can write nice things about Mike Bloomberg getting $150 bucks a tweet.
Jeez. Yeah, me and my 4,500 followers would definitely promote them.
There you gotta start small.
All right, Mud at Night's coming up next. We're off to Florida. We'll join Lou tomorrow down at Twin Peaks. You can show up. We'll be down there. Twin Peaks out near the airport. Have a great night, everybody. We're out of here.
It's over. We suck.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.